Jerry Bader Show. My wife sent an email. We're not a melting pot. We're a salad, all mixed in together. Yeah, because then you still retain the identity of the original ingredient. Interesting way to look at it. By the way, some of you know that my father-in-law emigrated from the Philippines legally. A listener had a great point, a really good point. This would have made a beautiful ad. What if these different races and ethnicities started singing America the Beautiful in their own language, and then the second half of the song ended with all of them singing in English? How powerful of a spot would that have made? And it really would have described what America is, or at least used to be, or is supposed to be. I think it's a big mistake by Coke. I'm not deeply offended by it. It just bothers me that, whether they intended to or not, they endorsed non-assimilation. That's the problem I have with it. All right, this does dovetail into another topic, and that is immigration. And I've only got a minute here, so I'll do this as quickly as I can. And then that is, Paul Ryan yesterday on one of the Sunday talk shows said he doesn't think immigration reform is going to happen in 2014. Here's why. Because whatever they would agree to, whatever they would compromise to, they, Republicans, no longer trust President Obama to keep to that law. If they pass a law that says securing the southern border has to come before any other type of immigration reform or pathway to citizenship or legal residency for anyone here illegally, they don't trust the president. If he agrees to enforcement first, they believe he'll renege on it because he has become the unilateral president. I believe whatever you do with the illegal immigrants that are here, you have separate legislation to secure the border first. If you don't do that, all you're going to do is create a fresh market for new illegals, because those who go on the grid are going to want to be paid more. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. You are just simply creating a new market for those who are off the grid. And then you have to take a serious look at exactly what you do with the other ones here. I think it should be separate legislation. But in not trusting the president, Wall Street Journal has a short piece, "The Price of Unilateral Rule. It May Kill Immigration Reform." President Obama declared last week that he plans to act even more aggressively than he already has to govern on his own. And he's brought in new advisor and liberal spear carrier John Podesta, who has ostentatiously advertised the same plan. That may sell in Democratic precincts, but the side effect could be the destruction of what is left of Mr. Obama's legislative agenda. That was clear enough Sunday when George Stephanopoulos asked Congressman Paul Ryan on This Week about the chances for immigration reform this year. "I really don't know the answer to that question. That is clearly in doubt," he replied, the Wisconsin Republican. Mr. Ryan has quietly led the debate inside the House GOP for pro-growth immigration reform in the tradition of Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. But Mr. Ryan explained that the main obstacle to a bipartisan reform is that too many Republicans believe Mr. Obama will simply ignore laws he doesn't like, even one the president signs. "We have an increasingly lawless presidency where he's actually doing the job of Congress, writing new policies and new laws without going through Congress. Presidents don't write laws. Congress does. And when he does things like he did in health care, delaying mandates that the law was supposed to occur when they were supposed to occur, that's not his job," Mr. Ryan said. "Here's the issue that all Republicans agree on. We don't trust the president to enforce the law. Regarding immigration, the problem is that even some supporters of reform don't think Mr. Obama will implement broader security measures if Congress passes them as part of a compromise. We think the GOP puts too much focus on border enforcement," I disagree, "rather than market mechanisms to stop illegal migration. But if reform fails this year, the fault will lie as much with Mr. Obama's disdain for the law as it will GOP opposition. Republicans need to keep beating this and beating this and beating this and beating this." I'll have more for you in the after show video. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
What? things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.